Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in an oddball thing, a reading, a story, a joke, which I call a wombat. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. I have no wombats planned tonight, although a couple of the songs are a little bit strange, so maybe they'll qualify as wombats. But I have some good music, and I'm going to start off with a little story. The next song is Soon I Will Be Done. And I have mentioned a number of times that I used to belong to the New York City Folk Music Club. And they had 3 weekends a year. They went off. We'd go off in the woods and make music. And then in the summer, there was a week that we all attended. I say we all. There were, I think, maybe close to 1,000 members of the club and more like 200 who were reasonably active. And any given weekend, we might have 100 people, including children and families and things. So anyway, we did a lot of music, and there was always a campers concert every weekend. One weekend, out came my friend Saul Weber with a group of people he put together and rehearsed, and they sang this song. And the bass in the group was Abe Gershowitz. I was jealous. I wanted to have that part, but Abe was a better singer than me, and a terrific bass. So I went and wanted to find this song, and I found only one version of it that I on YouTube, I think it was, that I could play. And it's this one. And oddly enough, it's a gospel song, Soon I Will Be Done. And it's sung by a group that I think might have been Lithuanian or something like that. They were certainly from the old Russia. So this is Soon I Will Be Done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. The troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world.
Yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
That was Soon I Will Be Done, and the performing group was named Sound Gospel Train. Next up is a song by Woody Guthrie, Green Pastures of Plenty. Woody Guthrie is one of my heroes. During the 30s and the Depression and the Dust Bowl days, he traveled with the migrants, and he wrote a lot of songs, all sort of patriotic songs in a way, but dealing with the people, the down and the out. And his music is very popular today. It's current, sung a lot of very, very singable songs, and he wrote thousands. He wrote a number of songs about migrants, and of course the whole immigrant issue today and the workers and all that. So he's kind of topical right now. This group is Alison Krauss and Union Station. Alison is one of the more talented musicians on the scene, and this is their performance of Green Pastures of Plenty.
Well, it's always we ramble, this river and I, all along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life need it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union us migrants have been. Lord, we come with the dust and we go with the wind. A place on your table that lights sparkling wine. It's always we ramble, this river and I, all along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life need it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
That was Pastures of Plenty by Alison Krauss and Union Station. I don't play a lot of instrumental songs on this show. I like words and I like the stories, but if I do play one, it's more likely to be banjo or fiddle, my two favorite instruments, well, other than voice. So this next one is a banjo piece. It's instrumental. It's by Mary Z. Cox. And if you Google her, you'll find out she's a champion banjo player in numerous contests and things, has a lot of recordings. This is Frailing Banjo or Clawhammer, and it's called The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And it's just a delightful piece, and I love to hear Mary Z. Cox play the banjo. So here we go with The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Thank you. That was The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Mary Z. Cox. Now we're going back to 1956, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. This was in the middle of the 50s melodies, and this is doo-wop, classic doo-wop. Why do fools fall in love? That was Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. We often hear songs, traditional songs, folk songs, about work, farming, weaving, sailing, but it has to be a certain age before it can enter that kind of tradition. We do have songs, country songs mostly, about things like truck driving or working in a factory, various other occupations that come up, but we don't have any much about working on a submarine or in a nuclear factory. This one is more or less, to me, it sounds like a traditional folk song in a way. It's called The Chemical Workers Song by Great Big Sea, a Canadian group. And it's about working rough, a hard job, a life-threatening job in a chemical plant, a processing plant. So this is their version of it. And I particularly like the drum that comes into here. It adds some, I don't know what to call, weight to the whole thing. Makes it seem a little bit more serious. It's already serious, then the drum comes in. So this is The Chemical Workers Song by Great Big Sea.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death.
But you go. Well, I process manami, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky.
There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air.
And it's go, boys, go.
They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death.
But you go. Well, I've worked among the spitters and I breathe the oily smoke.
I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight, seen enough to make your stomach turn.
And it's go, boys, go.
They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death.
But you go. there's overtime and bonus opportunities galore.
The young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
But you go. Well, I process, man of mine, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky.
There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath.
And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath.
And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
But you go.
That was the Chemical Workers song by Great Big Sea. Well, after that intense experience, we're going to go to something gentle, soothing. This is You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford from 1952. I think we live in different eras and music takes on different character. You won't hear a song like this today. I mean, I'm sure there are some around, but there were a lot of songs like this back in the 50s. And this one is so gentle, just so sweet. And it's one of my favorites. So here we go. Joe Stafford from 1952. You Belong to Me.
Sunrise on a tropic isle. But just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers, and send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'll be so alone and without you. Fly the ocean in a
That was You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford. Next up is The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell. I could do a whole show on Joni Mitchell. She is a character, Canadian, and all sorts of interesting things about her. One is that she was brilliant from early age. There are things on YouTube when she was in her teens on shows. And also she was a wonderful musician and guitarist, but she had weak hands and she couldn't play complicated chords sometimes. So what she would do is she would tune a guitar so that she could play those chords without having to use a lot of fingers. And one story I heard was that she had traveled with like 10 or 12 guitars all tuned differently, strange tunings, and eventually helped invent or design a guitar that you could sort of play in any tuning you want. You just press some buttons and it would retune itself or in effect do that. Anyway, this is The Circle Game. It's a wonderful story. It's the story of life. You start off as a child and then you grow old. And one point, ten times around the seasons, that's 10 years go by. And so you can hear life processing on in The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle. Lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, be better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. In the circle game.
That was Joni Mitchell singing The Circle Game, which she wrote. And we're now going to move on to a new group for me. This is called The Crooked Kilt. They're from Spokane, Washington, and they play Celtic music. A few years ago, I took lessons from a wonderful fiddler in Mountain City, Sam Gobble, and this is one of the songs he taught me, Napoleon Crossing the Rhine. It's a traditional fiddle song, at least that's the style that he taught me, and it may be written reason. But this version of it, I just heard recently, Crooked Kilt, they have put a real heavy swing rhythm into this. So here, this is an instrumental. Napoleon Crossing the Rhine by Crooked Kilt, and they make this song fly. And I got a big kick out of it. It was so different from the way I had learned it. So I'm trying to learn this version, and believe me, it's different. That was Napoleon Crossing the Rhine. And I heard an expression a few years ago on a recording I was playing, and the man was talking about his previous generation or his grandparents' generation. He said, they just tried to live their lives, but they did it pretty up and walking good. And I would describe that, the way they did that song, pretty up and walking good. That song just seems to be walking around and dancing. So that was Napoleon Crossing the Rhine by Crooked Kilt. It's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. WEHC is the radio station of Emory and Henry College. It's solar powered, and we're in the new Performing Arts Building now in these beautiful studios, and we're raising money. The show needs to, a good bit of its budget comes from outside support, so if you can help, please do. It's last week was fundraising week, and I was busy with that. Now I'm going to tell you a little more that what I do is I pick the songs out during the week, and if I hear anything new, then I'll certainly take a look at that and go listen and see if it's something I want to include in my show. And I get a few each week, and I weed them down. And I have a very high, I really have to love the song. I also go back and review the collection. I've been doing this for a few years, so I have quite a few songs I've collected. And if I find something I really like and I haven't played it in a few years, or even if I have played it in a few years, if I really like it, I'll put it on. So I collect my songs together. I'm also in the process of working with co-hosts. So the station has encouraged me to reach out and bring in people in the area who are into this kind of music, this kind being anything they love. And I've had on a number of guests. I had Ed Davis on with jazz. And I've just had Felicia Mitchell came on and played some wonderful songs. Recently, I had Reese Shearer, and I thought his collection was just terrific. So I may you beware. If you know me, Harry Baya, I may be approaching you and saying, would you like to make a radio show? So I want my friends to come in. I pick people who I think will have music that will reach out. And I get people who love music. That's the criteria. It doesn't matter what kind of music. I'm hoping to have on a classical expert soon, and that's in the works. So that's what you're listening to, WEHC from Emory Henry College. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, and then you can catch us anywhere in the world on the web. And my show is Monday nights at 7. Of course, you may be crossing time zones, and it gets confusing, but you can still find us. If you'd like to write to me, I'm HBAYA at EHC.edu. That's Emory Henry College, EHC.edu. And my name is Harry, so that's the HBAYA. On with the show. Next comes up a song called Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. And some songs capture a particular setting. This song is set in a bar in a port town that services 100 ships a day. And it's in the bar that this young woman, Brandy, works. And the sailors like Brandy. And what a fine wife you would be. But she has a boyfriend, and he's on the sea. He's a sailor, and he loves her dearly. But his wife is the sea. So this is the story of Brandy. But I feel like every time I hear this song, I feel like I'm in the bar. I'm in there with the guys talking to Brandy. So this is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name
of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, hey, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love and my lady is the same. Yes, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the same. Yes,
it
is. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be. Such a fine girl.
That was Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. The next song is called A Cruel War. It's by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter, Paul, and Mary were part of the folk revolution in the 60s, and I saw them live several times. Just a wonderful group. I recently finished watching a series on Amazon Prime. It was called The Crimson Line. It was kind of like MASH for World War I. These were nurses at an army hospital near the front line dealing with the people brought back from the war. And it was an interesting story, lots of drama, lots of sub-stories. But beneath it all is this, the horror of war. And I'm a veteran. I was in the Army for 2 years, and I was lucky, I guess. I just missed going to Vietnam. I got out. My two-year hitch was right up in 1965. And my friends who chose to stay in the Army and extend for a year or two all got sent to Vietnam. So I've never been at war. But when you see things like this, or Saving Private Ryan or others, you realize what a horrible, horrible thing it is. Just unbelievable that humans would choose to do this kind of thing. It's one thing, I mean, you don't have a choice if you're protecting your homeland. But why is someone attacking your homeland? Why would they choose to do it? And it's hard to believe that the soldiers themselves would choose to go out and kill each other. I don't know. Anyway, this song catches a particular aspect of how evil war is, and the man, the lover, the male in the pair is going off to war, and his girlfriend is asking him, please, please, you know, can I go with you? Is there anything we can do to stay together? So it catches the poignancy of the whole thing. And Peter, Paul, and Mary and their harmony and all, I think it all makes the statement even clearer.
Your captain will call you and must obey. Your captain will call you. It grieves my heart so. Won't you let me go with you? No, my love, no. I'll tie back my hair, men's clothing I'll put on. I'll pass as your comrade as we march along. I'll pass as your comrade. No one will ever know. Won't you let me go with you? Oh, my love, no. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, I fear you are unkind. I love you far better than all of mankind. I love you far better than words can e'er express. Won't you let me go with you?
That was The Cruel War by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I want to talk about music for a minute. I have a number of interesting thoughts, for me, interesting, about music. One of my favorites is that I think the human race may have had singing long before they had talking. Before they had words, I'd like to think that their minds were developed. Current history thinks language started about 200,000 years ago. Of course, they don't know, and there must have been language before that. But the current modern languages, and a lot of things technology didn't occur for 100,000 years. The fish hook was a fairly late development in that 200,000 years. But before that, we were still here. We had the same bodies. We had the same minds. We just didn't think the way we think. And we had to communicate. And I think we did it with voices. And I think we did it without words. I think we did it with rhythms and tones and music, something like songs. That's why my theory as to why it's so primitively deep in us. The other part of it is that I'm fascinated by the fact that songs that were really popular 50 years ago, 100 years ago, don't have the same impact today. And I'm fairly old, and I know some of the music when I was young really haunted me and stays with me and has tremendous impact on me. Oh, like that last song, The Cruel War. And I hear a lot of the songs today, and they don't speak to me. Now, I have no doubt that there are people today that get as much out of those songs as I got out of the ones I loved. How can that be? How can the mind change, you know, such that you'd think these rhythms going into us, these tones, these chords, these harmonies, you'd think there'd be some strong commonality from age to age. But even 20 or 30 years, you can find things that were just terrific hits back then, and now the younger kids don't care for them, and vice versa. Rap is a good example. I'm not crazy about most rap. I have heard some, but I understand that rap is going mainstream. A significant portion of all modern popular music is rap. It's not just a cultural thing. It's not just races that like it. It's everybody. So that's a change. It's a significant change. And I wonder how that can be. It's a curious thing. So anyway, if anyone ever figures out what exactly music is doing to our psyches, that'll be interesting. I think a lot of work could be done on that. But what difference would it make? The trick is to make the music that does have the impact. And as one who makes music, I love it. And I like it even better if I can do it with other people. So that's my little rant on music. And now I'll play something that speaks to that. This is John Hartford, one of my favorite musicians. He's a fiddler and a banjo player and a singer. And this song is called The Sekesh, S-E-C-E-S-H. I'm not sure how that be pronounced. It's subtitled Shiloh, and the word Shiloh does come up in the song. But it's just a wonderful feeling fiddle tune to me, and I'm also learning this one, or at least I've decided to after listening to it to this show. So I bring you John Hartford playing The Sekesh.
Sack on my back, my rifle on my shoulder. I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier.
That was John Hartford playing Sekesh and singing it. Next up is Kitty Wells singing It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. This song was recorded in 1952, and it was a very important song. It was the first time that a woman had really broken into country music. It started a long list of stars, among them Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Reba McEntire, Tammy Wynette, and Tanya Tucker. But she was the first. Kitty Wells. And the song, her career wasn't going well. They wouldn't give her headliner status because they didn't think women could sell records in the country music field, which she proved them wrong. This song was actually written as a response to Hank Thompson's song. And his song was called The Wild Side of Life. And this song sort of says, hey, wait a second, guys. It isn't the woman who's always causing the problem. So Kitty Wells got her licks in. This was her biggest hit. It was her first hit, and it ushered in the female country music singers of today, and it was an important song. And also, of course, I should mention, it was a wonderful song. The next song is It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels by Kitty Wells. And Kitty Wells in 1952 kind of broke the glass ceiling, I guess you'd call it, for country music. She was the first female star in country music, and she opened the door for a lot of other people like Dolly Parton and, oh, just so many of them. And the song, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, was a response to Hank Thompson's song, The Wild Side of Life. The author of the song wanted to say, hey, look, don't blame all the women for all this stuff. These guys, you're causing it as much of the problem, perhaps even more. And the song makes that statement well. Kitty Wells is one of the few country music stars who was actually born in Nashville, Tennessee. And she grew up with a musical family and loved to sing, started singing at a very young age, and went on to become the queen of country music in many ways. Had a long and successful career. It was on the Grand Ole Opry and just did so many things that made her famous. And this song really did it. It was a great, great tune, and it spoke volumes. So I give you now Kitty Wells singing It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
That was Kitty Wells singing It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. And this that dialogue continues and will throughout history. You've been listening to Wombats in Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats in Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And you can pick us up on the web at wehcfm.com. Or if you have an Alexa, you can say, Alexa, please play radio station WEHC, and it will do it. And if you have an Alexa and your radio's on, I probably just triggered it. We happen to have two devices in our house now, and every time we say that word, both of them react. You can't keep an Alexa down. You can change its name, though, which solves a lot of problems. These devices are making our life a little more complicated. I find it interesting to think about the fact that when my parents were growing up, there wasn't a lot of recorded music. They had records and things, but not like now. I assume the amount of recorded music has multiplied by a magnitude of about a billion since my parents were born, and probably by about a million since I was born. So now we have lots and lots of music around. So these shows collect from 50, 75, 100 years of tradition. This is Wombats in Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. And now it's time to close out the show and to ask you in joining me the same thing I ask you every week. And what I want you to do is to join me in celebrating. And what I want you to join me in celebrating is being alive and happy as much as we are. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.